With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Moderate David Crowley has won the Wisconsin Democratic primary for governor in a very tight contest. He defeated Democratic Socialist Francesca Hong by about 3,000 votes. Tom Tiffany, the congressman from Minocqua, won the Republican primary for governor as expected. Crowley is vying to become Wisconsin's first black governor. He pitched himself as the candidate best positioned to win in November against Tiffany, who is endorsed by President Donald Trump. Crowley had previously dropped out of the race before re-entering with Governor Tony Evers' endorsement. Darlene Piasecki voted for him.
Definitely Crowley for governor because I think he's the right choice. I think he'll do good.
Crowley fended off Hong, a Democratic socialist who tapped into Democratic anger at the party's mainstream and Trump's Make America Great Again movement. She earned the vote of Rhinelander voter James Ward.
I think we need that change. We need to get a different perspective on things.
Recounts are not automatic in Wisconsin, but a trailing candidate may request one if the winning vote margin is less than a percentage point in races where more than 4,000 votes are cast. Michael Alfonso won the Republican nomination for U.S. House in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Alfonso is looking to become the youngest member of Congress by winning the district that spans much of northern Wisconsin, a seat previously held for 9 years by his father-in-law before Sean Duffy stepped down in 2019. He secured Donald Trump's endorsement, who called him a MAGA warrior. Alfonso will face Democrat Fred Clark in November. The former Wisconsin state legislator said this Congress has been an abject failure for northern Wisconsin in a statement as AP called the race late Tuesday night. There were only a couple of county-level contested races in the Northwoods. In Price County, Robert Hahn won the Republican primary for county sheriff. Hahn has been in law enforcement for 18 years. Current Price County Sheriff Brian Schmidt announced he will not seek re-election and plans to retire at the end of his term, wrapping up a career of more than 37 years in law enforcement. Also retiring this year is Iron County Sheriff Paul Samardich after 32 years of service. Mike Randall won the Republican primary. He has more than 24 years of experience in law enforcement. Neither county has Democrats running for sheriff. Amy Casey won the Republican primary for Price County Coroner. About half of Wisconsin's 33 state Senate seats and all 99 state assembly seats are up in 2026. There were a few contested primaries for Northwoods districts. In Wisconsin's 23rd Senate district, which includes Price County, Jeff Foster won the Democratic primary. He'll face State Senator Romaine Quinn in November. The 25th Senate District Republican primary has gone to Eric Severson with 54% of the vote. He'll face Democrat Charlie Ray, who ran uncontested. The 74th Assembly District includes Iron County and had a contested Republican primary. Incumbent Representative Chance Green won with more than 60% of the votes. He'll face Democrat Paul Johnson, who ran uncontested. All other assembly seat primaries in the WXPR listening area were uncontested. In the 34th Assembly District, which is made up of Vilas and Oneida counties, incumbent Republican Representative Rob Swearingen faces Democratic challenger Merlin Van Buren. In the 35th Assembly District, which includes Lincoln and Langlade counties, incumbent Representative Calvin Callahan faces Democrat Elizabeth McCrank. The midterm election is Tuesday, November 3rd. The city of Rhinelander surpassed voter turnout from the last two partisan primary elections by a couple of hundred votes. The last four partisan primaries in Wisconsin have only seen 23% to 27% voter turnout compared to 60% to 70% voter turnout in the general elections. Rhinelander voters WXPR spoke to said they think it's important to vote in every election.
It's the American way. It's a democracy. So let's do it right.
Because you need to vote for the person that you want to be in the general.
You have to vote in every election, no matter how small, how big. Your votes make the difference.
Rhinelander City Clerk Austin Zarda says things went smoothly throughout Election Day. He's already thinking about November's midterm election, which will likely see much higher turnout.
We have a fantastic team of poll workers. I mean, I speak about them to all the other clerks I talk to at conferences and whatnot, that I'm very fortunate to walk into a polling place where some of these poll workers have been working elections since before I was born. So they know what they're doing.
Find complete election coverage at our website, WXPR.org. Fire destroyed a home in the Minocqua area and spread into the area around the house. Minocqua Fire and Rescue got word of the fire at 4:45 Monday afternoon on Spies Court off Cobart Road. Crews saw a significant column of smoke while they were on the way and called for more help. Firefighters found a heavily involved house fire and used the deck gun on the engine to knock down the active fire. Significant fire was also burning around the residence, prompting activation of a Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wildland fire response. Multiple attack lines were deployed from Minocqua and Woodruff engines as crews worked to bring the fire under control. The fire spread to a nearby garage and surrounding areas, but firefighters were able to protect nearby homes. More than a dozen agencies provided assistance at the scene. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.